This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back to Trivia Friday. We got 25 more minutes here. 25 more minutes of class. And we're about to repeat our questions that have heretofore been, I haven't said that in an hour. You did.
I said it. Yeah, heretofore.
Heretofore going unanswered. You want to give the, by the way, you can send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. You can watch the show or listen at our Facebook Live for today's issues Facebook page. Ed, you want to repeat your questions?
Then we'll go love back to, the to Tim. Love to. When Jesus turned the water into wine, how many water pots were used? Also, my second question from that miracle. This was an addition. Who asked Jesus to perform his first recorded miracle?
That's what AJ.
Here's what I've got. What is the more common name for your clavicle? Second question, true or false, President Lincoln was also a wrestler who lost only one of 300 matches. True or false? Then another president question, with Monday being President's Day, multiple choice, President John Tyler had the most children of any president. How many did he have? 7 children, 12 children, or 15 children?
All right, my questions are as follows. Which Patriot leader organized the Boston Tea Party in the year 1773? This is a very important part of our country's history, folks. Which Patriot leader organized the Boston Tea Party in 1773? Professor Ed already guessed Tom Brady. That's incorrect. That's incorrect. Number two, what is the most popular board game of all time? And it's not Monopoly, and it's not Checkers. Those two guesses have been tried. Number three, in what type restaurant would you find the condiment wasabi? In what type restaurant would you find the condiment wasabi? All right, Ed, let's get back to the telephones.
All right, we go to Louisiana. Dale is on the line. Dale, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello?
Hello, Dale. You are on the air. Millions of people are listening.
No, this is Sam.
Sam,
yes,
are that's you?
Thing is wrong
there. Are you from Louisiana?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, we got the state right. We get some credit for that.
All right. All right, I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer, Sam?
So what about the Patriot? Which Patriot organized the Boston Tea Party?
Say it again, Sam.
The Boston Tea Party.
Okay.
Which Patriot?
Actually, it's play it again, Sam. But
play it again.
All right,
Sam,
here. Which Patriot leader organized the Boston Tea Party in the year 1773?
Was it Paul Revere?
No, Paul Revere is a good guess. Paul Revere did ride and warn.
But really, what does that have to do with tea?
What, tea and riding through the, riding through the woods?
You can't drink tea
the
while you're riding.
Price of tea in China.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul Revere is a good guess. Yeah. He was a player in that, but that's not the answer. The gentleman who organized the Boston Tea Party.
What's your question for us, Sam?
Let's see. True or false? Was there a Confederate fort on the Sabine River named Nevis Bluff?
You have to repeat the question. Repeat the question.
True or false? Is there a fort on the Sabine River named Nevis Bluff, Confederate?
Of course.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Everybody,
yeah.
We went there on vacation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that true?
Yeah, there is one.
Yeah, there is one.
That is true.
Well, then we need to clap for ourselves.
Well, you can also hunt for diamonds there as well. I mean, you know, you do one thing
as
one day.
As long as you don't hurt your clavicle.
And one day.
The rides are worth getting. Get on the big rides. You only go around
once.
You
can spend a week there if you want to. You know, you want to milk it for all it's worth.
Hey, thanks, Sam. We appreciate your call, brother.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University. University
is
I'm
on
a
the
real
air.
Boy.
Back to the
how come nobody laughs at my Pinocchio joke?
Is it Pinocchio or Mickey Mouse?
Pinocchio,
you got going on?
It's Pinocchio, Pinocchio from Shrek.
I'm a real boy.
Oh, for crying out loud! You guys need to watch more TV.
We do.
That's all I can
tell. We do need to. Veg
all
out.
Right, we go to Michigan. Bruce has been waiting a long time. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Glad to be on. Boy, you're the highlight of my Fridays, I tell you.
Hey, where are you listening?
Me personally or the show?
Of course you, Ed.
Oh, the show. I like all of you guys. So,
Bruce, you need to raise your standards, buddy.
As for me, one of my New Year's revolutions was to watch more TV so I could get more of what Ed's trying to do in his impersonations.
Hey, Bruce, where
I
are you?
I watch too much TV as it is.
Where are you calling from in Michigan?
It's a little town called Holton, Michigan. It's next to Lake Michigan, close to Lake Michigan.
Are you listening to our Fremont station?
No, I'm listening to your Muskegon station.
Okay, okay. Well, we've got a couple there in Michigan. Anyway, thanks for calling, brother. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Which question you want to try to answer, Bruce?
Let's try the wasabi question.
Oh, good. I like this. All right.
I like it.
All right.
I like to cook raw fish in it.
Okay, here's the question. Obviously, it sounds like you know the answer. In what type of restaurant would you find the condiment wasabi?
I believe it's Japanese.
Japanese restaurant.
I had a neighbor that wanted to name their last child wasabi, but they settled on Worcestershire instead.
That stuff's darn awful hot, too.
Yes,
you know?
It is hot.
I tell you what, it's good on what's that?
It's good if your lifters are pinging. You put it in with a quart of oil, and it's just like giving your car a tune-up.
It's also called Japanese horseradish.
It is. It's a horseradish,
really? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's also called Japanese wasabi. But now a little bit goes a long way. I'll tell you that.
Well, my mom, when we had colds, she put wasabi up our nose.
Are you serious? Or are you making that
up? That is 100% false.
That's back in the day. Back in the day when parents made their kids' minds
right. Right. Huh? Right after cod liver oil, you got some wasabi up
you
the
got
nose.
You got that fear of it ain't wait till your daddy gets home. It's wait till I get the wasabi up your nose.
Man, stop complaining about that cold, hey, I'll tell you that.
I loved that group, too. Oh. Now, their tickets were high. You had to pay $65 to see them in concert. Wasabi up your nose? That's worth standing in a long line to hear them.
That's the worst thing in the world.
All right, brother.
What's your question?
Well, let's see if you can answer my question. Okay.
Okay.
This is a pure Michigan question. Who is the first pilot to fly underneath the Mackinac Bridge?
The first pilot
to fly.
Yeah. Oh, okay, underneath.
He was also the last, but that's a whole nother story.
JJ,
well, he never did it again.
JJ is a pilot, so I thought maybe you've read about this before. Of course, we're talking about the bridge in northern Michigan. Does that lead to Mackinac? No, they don't have a bridge out to the island, do they?
Nope, they have a boat.
They have a boat. The famous summer vacation place there in northern Michigan,
right.
is the
right.
island.
Right.
I will
the
tell
Grand
you that.
Hotel and,
yes,
yeah.
That was more common than people know. There was a bridge in Owensboro, Kentucky, from Owensboro over into Indiana, over the Ohio River Bridge. And the airport was just a couple of miles from that. And everybody that came in for final back in the day, they would fly under the bridge, and then they'd come up off the surface of the water, turn, and land at the airport. Of course, they made it illegal. But I don't know. I don't even have a good guess. I'll say Lindenberg.
I have no idea.
Oh, no. This was a military guy, actually. He was a captain, John Lapo.
John Lapo?
His name.
Okay.
Yep.
Lapo.
Yep,
how low to the ground did he have to go?
Within 500 feet. And
wow.
He was in a jet bomber. It was a five-passenger or five-crew jet.
Hey, y'all, watch this.
And the rest of the crew's going, no, you better not.
A couple of those fishermen to this day are still snacking on nitroglycerin tablets.
Well, they took a vote, but he went anyway. So,
hey, Bruce, thank you so much, brother. Thanks for listening to us.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Yeah, have a good day, gentlemen.
All right, in the great state of Michigan is where our brother calls from. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Repeat our questions for the last time today. We've got 15 minutes left in this class.
All right, I have two left. Both of them have to do the same miracle. When Jesus turned the water into wine, how many water pots were used? And who asked Jesus to perform his first recorded miracle?
Here's what I've got. What is the more common name for your clavicle? Second question, President Lincoln was also a wrestler who lost only one of 300 matches. True or false? Then multiple choice, President John Tyler from 1841 to 1845 had the most children of any president. As I mentioned, it's multiple choice. Did he have 7 children, 12 children, or 15 children?
My questions, I have two left. Which Patriot leader organized the Boston Tea Party in the year 1773? This is a household name for those who know early American history, but it's not Paul Revere. Number two, what is the most popular board game of all time? And it's not checkers and it's not Monopoly. So what's the correct answer?
I'm so curious about that. How could it not be Monopoly? Yeah.
That's what I
guess. I have a guess, but
don't blurt it out.
I'm not going to.
No, don't.
I'm not going to blurt. I'm going to say it slowly.
I wouldn't blurt.
I
wouldn't blurt it out or blurt it in. Either one. Blurting in can hurt you.
Yes, it can.
I mean,
it can hurt your clavicle.
It can hurt your clavicle permanently.
Yes. Permanently.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phone.
All right. We go to Arkansas. Mike has been waiting a long time. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good afternoon or good morning. It's time to wake up.
Hey,
yes,
brother.
It is.
Thanks for calling.
Mike, I think this is some kind of Trivia Friday record. I think more men have got on the program today than ever before.
I think you're right. It's usually a lot of ladies. A
lot of ladies, and it's like almost been all men this morning. So, hey, thanks for representing. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Mike?
I'm going to do both. And I thought that Bush question had me stumped. I thought it was baked beans.
Baked beans.
Baked beans.
Bush's baked beans.
Oh, that's good.
Talking dog.
I'm tracking.
All right, my question is, for President's Day, Mr. Truman had a middle initial of S. What did the S stand for?
I want to say it didn't stand for anything. Right. He just needed a middle initial, and I'm almost certain it stood for nothing.
Well, the JJ seems very confident. I'm going to go with that.
That is true.
That's what the answer is.
Wow.
It means S.
All right.
I'm going to clap for you, JJ.
The man.
Well, I just remember because I love having a lot of coins in my pocket, and that one with Truman on there, you know, that's one of my favorites.
I think you better check where your money's being made.
JJ was so quick on that. Surely he knows what the acronym BUFFET stands for.
The acronym BUFFET.
BUFFET. Huh.
Man, this is going to be funny. I can't wait to hear this.
BUFFET. Go ahead. Tell us.
Big, ugly, fat folks eating together.
Oh, my goodness. You said that, Mike. We didn't.
We didn't say that. But I'll tell you what, it is important to practice the Christian discipline of eating at buffets, because the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians, he says, I buffet my body daily. From 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 through 27, somewhere in there.
I've always wondered why, if we believe in the sovereignty of God, we have potluck suppers. That's what I want to know. Huh? As if all the food is there by luck.
Right.
God ordained that food to be there, you know?
I
would like to answer the Patriot question.
Okay.
All right, here's the question.
Well, you did it out of order, Mike, so you're not allowed.
But which Patriot leader organized the Boston Tea Party in the year 1773?
Patrick Henry.
No, Patrick Henry was a Virginian,
right.
Actually.
Weren't they Patriots in Virginia?
Pardon me?
Well, but
weren't they Patriots in Virginia?
Yeah, but he didn't travel. He didn't travel to Boston to do this. I'm just saying. But you know,
hey, Mike, you get a teeny bit of partial credit because he was playing Monopoly. He spent a lot of time playing Monopoly, so you know, I don't know how you could do that grading by the curve.
Which is why he didn't actually have the time to travel to Boston for the tea party.
And he had
I understand.
Plus, he had a hurt clavicle.
Give him a good day.
Thank you, brother. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're down to 10 minutes of class left here for what do we call?
Learning University.
Learning University. So we've got a few questions that have heretofore
gone unanswered.
Gone unanswered.
Can our folks do it? Can they pull it off?
Yeah, back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. We go to Louisiana, and it looks like Ada is on. Ada, is that, did I get your name correct?
Yes, sir, you sure did.
All right, and JJ was just saying we've had mostly men. Ada comes through for the ladies. Way
Thank you,
go.
Ada.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm just going to answer.
All right, which question?
Jesus's first miracle.
All right, who asked Jesus to perform his first recorded miracle?
His mother.
His mother.
Oh, wonderful.
Right. That's right.
Way to go, Ada.
Excellent, excellent.
Which the miracle was? Is
turning
that,
water into wine. Yes. I still have one question unanswered from that miracle, but we still have some time.
Okay. Hey, Ada, before you ask your question, I don't know how
she
close...
She doesn't have one.
Oh, she doesn't? I don't know how close you are to DeRidder, Louisiana. Our entire family is going to be there March the 24th and 25th. First Baptist Church, DeRidder. You're sure invited if you're anywhere close.
Well, thank you. I'm Central Louisiana, right? I'm in Alexandria right now.
Okay. Oh, that's a good area.
The whole family's going to be there? Y'all going to be singing?
They want the whole family to be there Friday night, speaking at a pregnancy center, annual fundraiser.
Good.
Saturday, I'm speaking to the men. Melanie's speaking to the women. Something going on Saturday night, and then I'm speaking Sunday morning. They said, we want you to bring the kids, everybody.
Your travel schedule's making me tired over here. I hadn't even gone anywhere. Ada, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much for y'all's ministry.
Well, bless you.
Bless
you. Thank you very much. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. American Family Radio. We're on the internet at AFR.net. J.J. Jasper, is it JJJasper.com?
Oh, yes, sir. JJJasper.com. Calendar there. And if I can help with an event in your city, I would love to.
Okay. And they can contact you there.
Yes, JJJasper.com.
All right, back to the phones, Ed.
Well, we go to Oklahoma, which I guess is okay. And Craig is on the line.
I got that. I got it.
Oh, that went over my head.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Craig, welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing good. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
All righty. Well, I will answer your clavicle question.
Here's the question. Craig, what is the more common name for your clavicle?
It is your collarbone.
You're exactly right. Yes, sir. You learned that song. Your clavicle is connected to the...
Sure thing.
Good. Hey, what's your question?
I got one for y'all about Southern culture. So why do usually in Southern culture do we say bless you after someone sneezes?
That is a very good question. Because
bless you,
you know.
Well, I guess it's just.
Do they do that in New England too, though?
Oh yeah, I mean, just say God bless
common,
you,
God
or,
bless you,
or they might say Gesundheit.
Bless you,
but they're not doing it while they're eating fried green tomatoes.
Well, that's true.
Or grits, and that's the difference.
And I'll tell you something else they didn't do when they talked about someone. They didn't say, "Bless her heart."
Right.
You know,
that is a comment.
Yeah, I never, definitely don't do that.
Yeah, I never heard that.
And they weren't fixing to do anything right when they said,
that's
bless you, so after Craig, somebody sneezed.
Craig, we don't know.
Yep.
What's the answer?
We're stumped.
Okay, so it's kind of a history question. Back in colonial times with the Puritans, they would say bless you after someone sneezed because they thought demons were coming out of them. So they would say bless you so the demons wouldn't go back into them.
Are you saying that's not true?
No, you're saying that is true.
That is true. That's why kind of it's gotten passed on into our culture now with saying bless you after someone sneezes. So, okay.
So, there were or weren't demons coming out? That's what my question.
that's a more theological question, I guess.
Okay. I've never heard a sermon on that.
You have to ask the guy. Who sneezed, who was standing near that herd of swine.
Yeah.
Beside that cliff, he could probably be the best person to answer that question for you.
Probably so.
Is that it?
Craig,
Craig. Take care,
buddy. Thank y'all.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too, Craig. All right.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We got about 6 minutes of learning yet to go on this program, and we go to Karen in the great state of Texas. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing well.
Hey, thanks for calling. And how old are you?
I'm 11.
11 years 11. Old. Okay.
So you sound like you're a confident 11-year-old.
That's right. Question. Yeah,
I'm Karen with a T.
Oh, you're Taryn, not Karen. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Our apologies. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I would like to answer.
Which one?
The one about the most popular board game.
Oh, good.
All right. That's my question.
Answered. Yeah.
What is the most popular board game of all time?
I'm going to answer chess.
That's
chess.
What I thought. Yeah.
What?
Yes,
chess.
Because it's ancient.
But only smart people play that. You look how many people there are like me. I mean, there's a lot more of us.
Yeah, but this, you're right, it's an ancient game. I mean, it precedes Monopoly by a few thousand years probably. So it's been around. But yeah, what is the most popular board game of all time? The correct answer is chess. Thank you.
Karen. Hey, y'all pull over that dinosaur and hop off and set a spell. We're going to play some chess here. Y'all need a pretty big parking place for that Tyrannosaurus, but come on over here. We're about halfway through this chess game.
Hey, Karen, Taryn, what's your question for us?
I don't think I have one.
Okay.
You don't think you do? Or you might or what?
It's indecision on the part of an 11-year-old here.
Hey, that's
Taryn,
all right,
you take,
have
you
a
take
great
care.
Weekend.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Hey, I tell you what, President Trump is really teaching you. That's what you do, rough up the people in the audience. Yeah.
You're very dishonest. It's a very dishonest media.
Yes.
All right, Joshua in Tennessee is on with us. Joshua, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning. I would like to answer who organized the Boston Tea Party.
Which Patriot leader organized the Boston Tea Party in the year 1773, Joshua?
I'm going to go with Samuel Adams.
Samuel Adams!
Hey, nicely done.
Excellent job.
Samuel Adams, and he's one of our founding fathers. I mean, that guy, you know, organized the Tea Party, Boston Tea Party. Yes, do you have a question for us, Joshua?
No.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for calling, my
friend. Yeah, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Good job on that.
You too.
I'm fresh out of questions.
I have one left.
Or flat out.
You're flat out?
Flat out of question.
Are we going to give our answers?
Two.
We can give our answers now?
We got, 1 minute left?
Yeah.
2 minutes left? Go to Brent real quick then.
Let's squeeze Brent in. Brent from Alabama, how are you, buddy?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. Quickly ask or answer or both?
Okay, I'm going to ask y'all a question because I was going to ask a question about the tea party. So I'm just going to ask y'all one.
Okay, go ahead, Brent.
Okay, so in 1776, who was the president of these United States?
In 1776?
1776.
In 1776, whenever the Declaration was written.
There was no president.
President.
Yeah, it was the leader of these United States.
Was it George Washington? I know he was the first president.
George Washington.
Well, the leader. We
they
didn't
signed the Declaration of Independence, which war.
But there were 13 individual colonies that declared their independence.
The colonies.
Well, there was.
Okay, I mean, what's the answer, Brent? We don't know.
King George. I don't know.
We don't know.
The president of the First Continental Congress was John Hancock.
John Hancock.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
John Hancock.
Hey, thank you, Brent.
What have you got left?
Have
there?
A good day.
You too, brother.
All right, all I've got left is when Jesus turned the water into wine, how many water pots were there? Six.
Here's what I've got. President John Tyler, how many kids y'all think he had?
I'd say 15.
15.
Wow.
And then President Lincoln was also a wrestler who lost only one of 300 matches. True or false?
I say false.
100% true.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Abraham Lincoln wrestled 300 times?
300 times and only lost once. Lanky has got its advantages.
Yeah, I guess
boys
so.
And girls.
Good grief.
That's a shocker.
What's the one you have, Tim?
Mine are all answered. Listen, folks, thanks for playing trivia with us here on American Family Radio. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. Go to church on Sunday, and we'll see you back here Monday. The Washington